All right, B-Mitch, Philly, 106.7 The Fan. Let's go straight to the BetQL guest line. Talk to our buddy from Chicago, Mr. Brad Biggs, and he's right here locally from the DMV area. He works for the Chicago Tribune on the beat for the Chicago Bears, and he also is a contributor to the Molly and Hall, show at 670 The Score. Brad joins us on the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. What's up, Brad, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys on this Friday?
Man, we're good. It's a little chilly when we woke up this morning, in the 30s this morning. But you know what? That's what happens this time of the year. This is when you know football is getting serious.
Football weather. I like it. It's gonna be dry this weekend, right?
That's what they say. So, you know,
all right.
let's hope it stays that way. You'll be inside the press box. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, and that's quite a press box there. Holy smokes.
All right, Brad, so is it as exciting in Chicago as it is here in D.C.?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about two franchises that have been languishing for quite a while. Been a long time since either organization has had any semblance of sustained success, right? And that's what everybody's goal is. And you talk about droughts in terms of playoff victories. Like, you get the Bears with Washington. I think the Jets are in that mix. Miami, you know, some teams that have gone an awful long time. And so the excitement's palpable in the city. There's energy and growing confidence, I think, within the building for the Chicago Bears. And it's an interesting game because neither team's beaten anybody that you look at right now and you say, hey, that's a really good football team. I thought the Commanders' Monday night victory over the Bengals was a really good win. And I think the Bengals are probably a little bit better than the record indicates right now. But largely, I think these teams have kind of taken advantage of a whole mess of bad football teams in the NFL right now, one of them being the Carolina Panthers. What a train wreck that outfit is.
It definitely is. And I know you keep your ears on the ground here from the area because you're from here locally. But, you know, the quickest way to start to get, you know, the hype and the excitement around the team is to have a great young quarterback. And you look at Caleb Williams, didn't start off as fast, but has been coming on lately. Jaden Daniels here he hit the ground running from the beginning. You know, what's the hype like about with Caleb up there in Chicago?
Well, it's large and it's growing. And the fortunate thing for Bears fans, Brian, is that there's production that sort of comes along with the promise that you see in the guy, right? Uh-huh. And they've had other young quarterbacks lately where there's been all sorts of promise, but the production, you know, you're kind of like, it's over there. You kind of saw it here. You know, it really wasn't there. I'm talking about Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Justin Fields. With this guy, you've been able to see it. A little bit of a slow start. No question about it. They had some offensive line issues. The timing and rhythm wasn't there in the passing game, but it's come on. And you can legitimately say, hey, this guy's gotten better each week. Where it's interesting to me is that the Bears are coming into this game on a 3-game winning streak over the Rams, who were down some key players and didn't have Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua. Over the Panthers and over Jacksonville, statistically, like three of the very worst pass defenses in the entire league. So what is Caleb going to look like when they're facing a better defense? Is he going to continue to excel? And he's growing, and he's got a wealth of guys to throw to. Like, he's got a better surrounding cast than Jaden has. When you talk about DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, Cole Kmet. Like, they've got no shortage of guys, but it's really a fortunate situation for both teams because I don't know when you looked at the NFL draft, quarterbacks went 1 and 2, and you said, hey, both teams got it right.
Yeah.
Like, there really aren't examples of that. This could be an instance where that indeed happened.
Well, looking at Chicago's defense, you know, they're going to be – they have a better defense, I think, than most teams we play other than the Baltimore Ravens. And there is the chance that Jaden may play. I know when the TV and the NFL flexed this game, they were expecting to have the top two quarterbacks in the draft to be facing each other. But there's also a chance that Marcus Mariota could be playing. The defense, you all have some guys that are a little banged up. How are they doing at this point?
They've been pretty good on defense here. The one question mark I would have for the Bears going into this game is their ability to stop the run. Obviously, the Commanders have done a fantastic job on the ground. I think the quarterback keys it, and not necessarily his production, which has been outstanding, 370, 380 yards rushing, but it's the threat of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And that's what attracts the eyes of defenders. It's what gets attention, and it creates opportunities for other guys, because the Bears statistically had not been very good against the run until the last time out over in London, when they held Jacksonville to 68 yards rushing, a really underperforming Jaguars team that was chasing a ton of points in that game. So they ditched the run. I don't know how the Bears will hold up against a good rushing attack in a game where the score is competitive. Like, if that's the case, can they rise to the occasion? Because they just gave up too many explosive runs in the first, five games of the season. Mm-hmm. That would be a concern for me for the Bears. They've been very good against the pass. Jalen Johnson is as good a cornerback as Mariota or Daniels will probably face this season. A lot of guys don't even go his way. Their pass rush has been solid, with Montez Sweat attracting a ton of attention. So that's the strength of this football team. I would say, objectively, I think if you talk about the four units, Washington offense, defense, Chicago offense, defense, I think the Bears defense will be the best of the four units.
Mm.
On the field Sunday.
All right, we're talking to Brad Biggs on the BetQL guest line. Brad covers the Chicago Bears for the Chicago Tribune. And you mentioned Montez Sweat, and a lot of people have been, when they call in, they're worried about the revenge game of Montez Sweat. How do you think he's fared so far this year?
He's been okay this year. You know, he draws a ton of attention, right? Like, you're getting ready to play the Bears, and you're an offensive coach. You're saying, okay, who can we not let beat us this week? And you're circling Sweat every time, right?
Yeah.
You're chipping on him. You're giving help, whether it be a tight end, a back. He can't be the guy that comes in and wrecks your game plan. But his presence, and because of that attention that he commands, is allowing one-on-ones for other guys on a consistent basis that they've done a pretty good job with. I don't think Montez is putting a lot extra into this game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he like the guy got what he wanted. What did he want?
He wanted
to get paid. He got paid. You know what? So he was probably hoping to get paid by the Falcons, where he'd go home and play in Atlanta. That didn't happen, but he got paid, and he's with a team that's doing well now. So I don't think that he's out to get anybody. You know, it's probably a chance for him to say hi to some people that he maintains a good relationship with and spent a lot of time with.
Well, Brad, I know TV and everybody was looking forward to the matchup with Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. That may still happen. It may not happen. But what's the matchup that you see that Washington needs to be concerned about, and flip it over to where Chicago needs to be concerned?
Well, I think Washington probably needs to be concerned with not allowing the kind of explosive plays that turned that game last season into a runaway, right? Like, there were guys running open and one-on-one matchups that the Bears were able to dominate in that game to make it get out of hand pretty quickly there in Landover last season. And, you know, I look at what they've done so far, and you're talking about a complete overhaul at every level. And I think the job that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn have done to this point is phenomenal. Like, I don't know there's many things where they've pushed the button and it's been the wrong one. Mm-hmm. I still think it's a team that's probably a ways off. That's just a complete outsider here, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because I look at the roster and I'm like, boy, you know, need to get some help on the D-line. I look mm-hmm. at the secondary and I think that's average probably on a good day. Like, they need some help there. So I think the Commanders probably want to try to eliminate the explosive plays that the Bears have been able to create here lately. They didn't at the start of the season. And those were such a huge factor in the game last season.
Mm-hmm.
Conversely, the Bears have got to stop the run, right? Like, you're going against a team that is among the best in the league at running the football with a lot of creativity with what Cliff Kingsbury's doing and some of the play design and things of that nature. It's not just an athletic quarterback that is kind of key in the whole thing. You got to stop the run, because if you can't make Washington a little more one-dimensional, it could be a real dogfight.
DeAndre Swift comes over to Chicago this year. And how big of a plus has he been?
He's been a nice player for him in the last few weeks. Got off to a really slow start. Like, you looked at it and you're like, why did they pay this guy in free agency? You know, because he's not gonna push the pile forward. But that's not why they signed him in free agency. They signed him because they thought he had big playability, and you've seen a little bit of that more recently, both in the run game, and then he can be explosive catching the ball out of the backfield. He can be dynamic in the screen game, which their screen game to start the season was horrible. Like, you know, they were averaging at one point like 2 yards per screen attempt. Like,
wow.
Maybe less than that. It might have been like 1.2. But they've gotten it together, and it's come together with what? Well, they've started running the ball more effectively, and hitting some plays. And Keenan Allen had missed some time. He's back healthy now, so it's interesting because you can see the growth in Caleb. You can feel the confidence kind of building within the locker room, and it's a young team that needed to learn how to win. I'm sure in a lot of respects the Commanders were in a similar position,
yeah.
But I think both organizations feel really fortunate right now to be right here going into this point in the season with the top two picks in the draft playing this well. It's like I said earlier, yeah, when's the last time that happened? Quarterbacks go 1-2, and both of them look like they could be a hit.
There you go. Well, Brad, I hope I get a chance to see you this weekend. But before you go, what's your prediction for the game?
You know, it's hard to pick because you don't know if Daniels is going to play, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's Mariota's 2-0 in his career against the Bears, believe it or not. But I don't know that his team's won those games because of him. And I just – the unknown there led me to pick the Bears. But I'm telling you, if the Bears cannot stop that ground attack, it could be a long day for them. And they had some real issues with that earlier in the season. They've got a really good nose tackle in Andrew Billings. But some of the other guys have been susceptible to just getting turned, just getting out of position, mm-hmm. and like I said, too many explosive runs.
All right, Brad, man, thank you for giving us some time. We will talk to you next time.
Have a great weekend, fellas.
Be cool. That's Brad Biggs joining us here on B. Mitchell Finney, 106.7 The Fan. From the Chicago Tribune, if you want to follow Brad, you can check him out on X at Brad, as 2 D's, B-R-A-D-D, Biggs, B-I-G-G-S.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, B. Mr. Philly, 106.7 The Fan. And it is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. It's Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV, like JP say he is. But we don't know about all that. But you know what? We're going to go right to the phone lines, 800-636-1067. And the question, do you think Jaden Daniels will play on Sunday? I voiced my opinion about it earlier. Would I want him to play? Yes, I would love for him to play. But I am not concerned over too much about it anymore because I was getting a little bit too stressed out thinking about it. At the point now, I'm just saying, listen, whatever happens is going to be the best decision because they're trying to do what's best for the young man. And if they do that, it's all that matters to me. So we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to start off in Delaware and hit my man, Rusty. What's up, Rusty? How you doing, bro?
What's going on, B-Mitch? How you this morning?
I am good.
This afternoon. Totally. I think Jaden plays, and I think TFT kind of hinted to it a little bit when he said that 90 minutes before game time last year, the Bears found out about Dick Butkus. I think 2 hours before game time, the team, if they don't know already, and the fan base will find out about Jaden.
Is this
and
a Willis Reed moment, you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to go right up to a game time decision if Dan hasn't made an announcement yet. But I think that'll bring electricity to the building. That'll get the fans more fired up. And, you know, we were real fired up on Sunday against Carolina. We got to bring that same energy against the Bears. And I just wanted to say, I am bringing my father-in-law to the game. This is our third, he's a Bears fan. This is our third Washington versus Chicago game together, and he is 2-0. So that has to change.
All right. So what you're saying, your dad's 2-0. Your dad is a Chicago fan?
My father-in-law.
Father-in-law. Leave him at home. Don't bring him with you. I mean, he's a bad luck damn charm. We don't, leave him
I
at
know,
home.
I know. You win some, you lose some.
Hey, all right then. All right. So we're going to have to make his we're going to put him out of his misery this week then.
Yeah, he deserves the long ride home.
Yeah, make that happen to him. All right, man, Rusty, appreciate you calling, man.
See you, bro.
Hey, if you bring it, like I got a buddy in this room with me right now. We've been friends since I was 6 years old. And if you show up and he loses a game and he expects to win, or he's always been winning and he loses, he call you the jinx. You okay? He call you janky. That's what he call you. And it will probably be your fault. So Rusty's father-in-law, he's the jinx. We leave him at home. Who we have next, Landfill?
Nate in D.C.
All right, Nate, what's going on, bro? Jaden Daniels plays or not?
I think he doesn't play, but I think even though he doesn't play, we still win. Keep in mind, we owe the Bears from last year. What happened? They dropped a 40 burger on us. And we play very well. One thing Dan Quinn has us inspired to do is play well with the chip on our shoulder. And we certainly have a sour taste in our mouths from that last game against them. I think we run the score up on them. We beat them by at least 2 touchdowns.
All right, man. Appreciate your call. Well, I'll tell you, we do owe them because last year they rolled in here. JP made that comment about, you know what, man, it's the Bears. I was like, please don't say that. And it happened differently. But I believe this year the whole mindset – everything around this team, surrounding this team, is better now, and I expect a different outcome. Move on to the next caller here. Who we have, Lanfield?
Josh in D.C.
D.C.? Let's go to Josh. Josh, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, B-Mitch?
Doing well, man.
That's good. Yeah, I think Jaden's going to play because us as fans, you know, we need this seriously. Like, we need him to – he's going to torch the fan base. Everybody's JD5 all the way. I was at the game last week. Chilling in the parking lot after the game was over, people are walking by talking about, put your left hand up, put your left hand up. So, hey, this is real. So we need him to play.
Let me ask you a question.
I need him to play so I know to buy some tickets this week.
Let me ask you a question, though. Yo. You've been a fan of this team how long?
I'm 36 years old my whole life. I was born in burgundy and gold.
So how much different does it feel this year compared to the last 10, 15 years?
The feeling, how this feels, is how Patriots fans were probably feeling when Tom Brady was at the helm. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
when you're at the stadium, ain't nobody booing, ain't nobody talking. Hey, everybody's all camaraderie. They're all nice. You know what I mean? It's all happy-go-lucky. So the fans have took Jaden Daniel in. Like, and he's already shadowed RG3. Like, you don't even hear RG3 nothing no more. You know what I mean? You don't hear, what about, it's none of that. It's all Jaden Daniels all the way. Like, he's the battery to this offense. You know what I mean? He jumpstarts everything.
All right, man, appreciate your call, bro. Thank you for giving us a little time to check in. Now, Landfill, I'm asking you, does he play?
I still kind of think no. I think the fact that he didn't practice, I know that he did do some of the throwing inside the bubble today, but I think he's not going to do it. I don't think he's going to practice. I don't think he's going to play.
All right. As one not going to play from the fishbowl, let's go to the other guy who's always confident. Is he playing, Jeff?
Yo, I do not know, B. Like, I do not know.
Now look. Glad for Philly's head. Let's see if he have a fever or something. Jeff don't know something?
Yo, I really do not know. And because
where are you leaning?
I'm leaning towards, all right, you want my ass burst? I'm going to give you my ass burst. I'm leaning towards he's going to play, and that this whole him not playing, this whole him not practicing, it's just to throw the Bears off. And the reason why I say that is, remember when Terry McLaurin first started playing, right?
Uh-huh.
We didn't see Terry, I think, the first two preseason games, and they was like,
yeah,
he good. He don't need to practice. Like, you know.
Yeah.
It was one of those things.
And you couldn't, nobody would believe. Well, what you mean he don't need to play? He's a rookie.
And then when we seen him play, we was like, oh my God.
100-something yard game against the Eagles, wasn't it?
So I think with this, I mean, of course, every player needs to practice. Even great Tom Brady even practice. But I think with this, to just make sure he's feeling his, I wouldn't even say 100% because nobody, like you say all the time, B, nobody play 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're just taking every precautionary possible just to be like, okay, all right. Just take it off. We know you can throw the ball. We know you can read the defenses. Also, B, they talk about Jaden using this VR this entire time.
Yeah.
What if he has been using the VR this entire week and just rehabbing his rib, and then he goes to make his throws on Sunday before the game, and it's a game time decision? Brilliant idea if that's the way he threw it off.
Yeah.
But it's also another side of my heart pulling like, he not going to play this week, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's not a game it's not a division game. It's not a game that decides if we make the playoffs or not. The worst thing it could be is what position we get in the playoffs. By chance, we don't win the division. But other than that, I'm not worried about it. I'm cool with whoever we suit up to play on Sunday. I think we're going to beat them.
800-636-1067. We're taking your phone calls. Will Jaden Daniels play on Sunday? But, Jeff, I'm kind of along the line. When I heard you say it, I'm like, cool. When they discussed this virtual reality stuff earlier, and I think they went into a deeper mindset of saying, look, this is not just a guy looking at some stuff. This is something he really learns, okay? And I talk about when I was younger where they always told me football is 95% mental. And I'm like, well, you get out there and just think for 95%. But what I'm picking up is when you are seeing things, the way that it is in the virtual reality, it makes it a little bit more intricate than it is when you're out there on the field.
Yo, B, I lied to you now. I have a PlayStation 5, right?
Uh-huh.
And in my play, I know y'all always get on me about playing the game and stuff. But look, on my virtual reality and my PlayStation 5, I lied to you now. I play two.
You want me to not compare you playing no, PlayStation but you with Jaden?
For once in your life, you could compare Jaden to Jeff Walker.
No. We will never compare him to Jeff Walker.
All right. You get what I mean. But, B, virtual reality is so real when you're, for instance, I play two games. I play this game called Firewall, and I play this game called Creed.
Uh-huh.
And Firewall is basically like search and destroy. One team got to protect the computer, another team got to go in there and get it.
Uh-huh.
B, when you see those bullets flying at you, you really ducking because you see something coming at you.
Yeah.
When you're fighting on Creed, if you don't punch and duck, you're getting knocked out. And and I don't know if anyone else have ever been in VR. B, I was playing a Star Wars game, and I really thought I was in space for a second.
Well, I did that at Disney.
Yeah.
Where they take you on a rocket and all, and you really felt like you were floating and everything.
So I'm quite sure
yeah.
Jaden is seeing.
See,
the real team's on the other side.
What sticks to me is he said, it's something you can do without putting extra wear and tear on your body. And if someone needs to just sit back and relax and heal while still getting every mental aspect of the game they need, that's virtual reality, right? So while he's going through the virtual reality and all, you know what's happening? He's being treated for it. So I have a notion that I think he could possibly play, but I'm also at the point where if he doesn't, I'm good with it because I have seen people make decisions that were not beneficial to the player. And now I see people in charge who makes decisions that are beneficial to the player, and I'll deal with that. I don't have a problem being okay with that. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, 106.7 The Fan and Maryland Terrapins football need your help solving the largest blood shortage in a generation. Join the We Give Blood Drive on Monday, October 28th at Tizer Tower on the University of Maryland campus. Donate blood between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. and get free tickets to Maryland versus Rutgers and help UMD win $1 million from Abbott. Visit big10.org/Abbott. JP and I will be there from 10 to 2. Make sure you come out and see us. Say hi. All right, but right now, we as we do every Friday, right around this time, our guy, Jeff Walker, he has a song for us. Jeff, take it away, bro.
All right, B. So this song is to our haters, bro. Our number one haters, and it's a crazy day and time where like Cowboys fans, Eagles fans, and Giants fans, they're not our biggest haters right now.
Who is it?
The Chicago Bears. Every week.
One finger salute to them, too.
Every week, I see something about the Bears fans talking trash about us on the internet. And I know why they mad. And this is the reason they're mad.
I don't like Bears fans like I don't like Cowboys fans. We're always on the internet, crying, talking about my team. Look, stop talking about my team and stop talking about my quarterback.
Let's go.
I know the reason why they hurt.
Cause my QB ballin' and y'all know y'all should've picked them first.
They fans making bounties on some who that work.
We ain't worried about
we
that.
We ain't trippin' if they blitzin', we gon' put them in the dirt.
Yeah.
I know the reason why they hit.
They can't stand to see us winning. They can't recognize us great.
It's time to go and dominate.
Offense,
defense, special teams, man, somebody make a play.
Yeah, this week we got our number one haters. Off on the net, JD5 output from Caleb. What we gonna do if DQ don't play him? Boy, they gonna be mad.
Marcus had to slay
him. Then they gonna be mad, rookie of the week, not Caleb.
Cause they lost to a team they fans think is overrated.
I know it don't mean much, but I'm tired of all the haters. Talking about they winning, but who have they been playing?
Well, good question, cause we play the Bears next. A 4-2 team that we going to have to stretch. I'm talking gutter, ring his neck. Spread them out, they a rug at best.
I know the reason why they hurt.
Cause my QB ballin' and y'all know y'all should've picked them first.
They fans making bounties on some who that work.
We ain't trippin' if they blitzin', we gon' put them in the dirt. I know the reason why they hit.
They can't stand to see us winning. They can't recognize us great.
It's time to go and dominate.
Offense,
defense, special teams, man, somebody make a play.
Work.
And that's it, man.
Look, I like that, man.
I had to go on my Chicago vibe.
I like the fact that you went straight and addressed the people that's sitting out there. I mean, first of all, don't get mad at us. Your people pick who you got. If you love your quarterback, you love him. But don't hate on somebody that's for loving theirs.
Yeah, man. I'm just sick of these fans. You know how much I hate them? I hate them as much as I hate the Eagles fans with that spelling bee crap. I hate that spelling bee crap, dog. And just like I hate them talking, they just be talking trash. Like the Bears fans really get under my skin. Well, they don't get under my skin, but I just be, when I see Bears talking about the command, Bears fans talking about the Commanders and Jaden.
Well, they say Jaden is living rent-free where?
In their heads, dog, and it'd be so hilarious.
All right, well, we'll hear that again before we get out of here, somewhere around 1:45 in that segment over there. But you know what? We'll be a little bit, in a little bit, about 10 minutes or so, you get a chance to ask me any question that you want. It's Ask B. Mitch Anything, and we do every Friday as well. And like I said, 1:30, we'll come back with the Commanders versus Bears, our predictions. And Landfill, did you like that song there?
I did.
Y'all sit and talk a lot. So Jeff probably listened to you. Did Landfield have any influence over that?
Nah. This one, Landfield ain't had no influence on this one. Landfield actually was giving me HE double hockey sticks before we before we dropped the song.
Jeff made some questionable statements, but I did like in the song.
He did make one question. If he ever make it to me again, I'm gonna take him out.
I did like that he was attacking Bears fans because I'm kind of tired of their nonsense.
It's like, I mean, how do you get mad at a team that really has nothing to do with you? They need to be worried about the damn Green Bay Packers and the Vikings, you know, and the Detroit Lions instead of worrying about us. You know, we way over here in a totally different division that you shouldn't be concerned about us. But whenever, like I said earlier, when people start hating on you and start paying attention to you, it tells you you're doing something good. You know what I mean? So that's what they're doing. They're a little worried because this dude, Jaden Daniels, rolled in, started doing well, and then after the fifth Rookie of the Week award, they all got a little concerned, like, what the hell is going on here? And to the fact that some people acted like if he wasn't even playing, he'll get the Rookie of the Week. No, they're not handing it to him. They gave it to him because he played well. And when a young man goes out there and put the work in that he puts in, puts the study time into that he puts in, dedicates himself to his craft and doesn't give a damn about all the stuff off the field and whatever else goes with it, you have to give some credit to that. You know, I sit around and I watch guys and I ask questions when I see guys that may know the person. And I ask two things. How much time they putting in? Are they dedicated to their craft? And if someone can answer those questions in a positive way, I expect that dude to do good. But when they don't answer it all the way in a positive way, I don't expect them to do good. Because so many times we think, I hear people tell me all the time, oh, man, I wish I could get where you are. Well, you could. I started where you are. I put time into it, as Jaden does. I think Caleb does the same thing. But if you don't put nothing into something, how the hell you expect to get something out of it? Every little kid that I've ever met, when they say, you know, man, how did you get where you're going? I say, well, first of all, I had good grades in school. Which some parents tell me, well, we're not talking about school. Well, damn it, if you're not dedicated about school, your kid probably won't ever play no sports because they won't let him play sports. So you got to go through the little same rigmarole that everybody else went through, dedicate yourself to something so you get the opportunity to perform on the field, court, diamond, whatever you want to do. And if you can do all that stuff at the same time, you can get a chance to be right where Jaden Daniels is, Caleb Williams is, Roma Dunze, those type of guys. They don't just all of a sudden wake up one day and they're there. They dedicate themselves throughout their lives. So young people out there, dedicate yourself if you want to get somewhere. And when you get there, just watch. You're going to have some haters, just like Jaden Daniels has. We're going to take a quick break here. We get back, 1-800-636-1067. You get to ask me anything. We're going to close out this last show as we get ready for a weekend. I think a fantastic football. B. Mitchell Finney, 1067 The Fan.